The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
In South Dublin County Council, a motion was recently passed, I'm not sure if you saw it, calling for a moratorium on data centres being built in the area unless they're operating solely on renewable energy. But People Before Profit Councillor Jess Spear doesn't believe this motion goes far enough, and Jess is with me now. Jess, can you explain to us what it is you're looking for?
Yeah, I think we need a complete moratorium on the expansion of data centres all across the island. We have to stop the growth in data centres because they're increasing electricity bills, they're undermining our ability to deliver new housing, and they're making it impossible to rapidly decarbonize and meet our climate targets.
Now, the motion that was passed, as I say, included this caveat that essentially it's fine if they operate on renewable energy sources. So for people at home who think, well, you know, that's hardly a problem anymore then, is it?
Yeah, I mean, the problem with that, though, is that growth in renewable energy isn't keeping pace to allow more data centers and fully decarbonize our economy. Not here in Ireland, and actually not anywhere else either, because data center energy demand in Europe is actually expected to grow 160% over the next 5 years. And if you're only going to allow data centers that are powered by renewables, then let's set aside the question whether they actually can be 100% powered by renewables, because I don't think that's the case. But say they can, and you're going to allow that. That means that the rest of society is just going to continue to run on dirty fossil fuels, and all the efforts that we're making are for naught.
What if there were more stringent obligations on those data centers to invest themselves in renewables?
I mean, they do. They do investments, right? They build their own renewable energy projects, right, so that they can power themselves partially by renewables. And they also have gas plant generator as a backup. But that's not enough, because you have to keep in mind that they're going to be competing with land, with labor, the same land and labor we need to build housing, to build our own renewable energy projects. So if they're competing with us, you know, they're going to be getting a lot more of it than we are. And we need to make sure that we're getting the renewable energy so that we can decarbonize. We are getting the land and the labor we need so that we can build the housing that we need. I don't think we want to be in competition with data centers.
No, but you've got to have some diversification in terms of investment. We can't only invest in housing. You know what I mean? Some labor is going to have to be diverted to other parts of the economy. And the argument against the land that they might use for this would suggest that there's a finite amount of land. It goes without saying there's a finite amount of land. But that there's no shortage of space to build things, put it that way.
That's true. Like, it's not really a question of the land at the moment. But the issue is there is a question of labor and whether or not you're going to be able to have that, right? We don't even have enough labor at the moment to build the housing, because part of it is taken up in the construction of hotels. So there is a competition there. And I mean, I see what you mean about diversification, sure. But like, we have to consider what we're going to allow be built in this country and whether that aligns with where we want to go as a society. And I don't think we want to go in the direction where we're continuing the use of fossil fuels or increasing it. We actually want to decarbonize as rapidly as possible. And we're also in a housing emergency. It isn't so much a question of land as a question of whether we can get the electricity necessary to hook these homes up to the electricity grid. You probably would have heard the story, the listeners would have heard the story about people who didn't get their new homes hooked up to electricity, a substation out in Dublin West that was in competition had a competition between data centers and housing. The data center put in the application first. They got the electricity first. So we're in a housing emergency. We're in a climate emergency. And that means we have to make a choice. And I think that the choice should be that we stop data center expansion so that we can prioritize the things that we desperately need.
Much of the economic largesse, and I mean that in big picture terms, because there's lots of people who are listening to this and they feel they live in a rich country with poor people in it, that we're rich on paper. But that paper wealth is largely down to bumper corporate tax receipts and a certain amount of them from those big tech multinationals that have headquartered here. And there's an argument that the presence of data centers goes hand in hand with that investment, that you sever one, you get rid of the other.
Sure. I mean, I don't know about the tax receipts that the government is collecting from these big multinationals and whether or not they're going to leave, considering they have this infrastructure here. But the journal.ie did a story on taxes collected maybe a month ago, and they found that only 69 million is being collected by local authorities in rates. And a large part of that is coming to my council in South Dublin County. You need to compare that to the amount of money that the state is investing in grid upgrades to even allow data centers to be here in the first place and for their expansion, which is over 1 billion. So, you know, the hundreds of millions that is being used to subsidize them, the billions spent on grid upgrades, in my view, they're a net drain on our society.
But is that a false equivalence, kind of what's collected in rates compared to, you know, investment at a national level? Because a fairer comparison might be what's collected in taxes, in corporate taxes from those companies at a national level, which is much more than what's collected in rates.
Sure. But again, we're in a climate and housing emergency. So maybe we need to be considering other investments in the country that align with where we want to go as a society, and not just open ourselves up to the big tech companies who are draining us, who we're subsidizing, and who are making it harder and harder for us to decarbonize and to build the housing that we desperately need.
Jess Beer is a councillor with People Before Profit. Jess, thanks a million for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, Kieran.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.